Okay. Teishvat, Parshas Bo, Tavshinayin Tes, your side of Svasemes. So the story, right? Story, what do you call it, in Lodz, in Poland. It was the end of the war. All the Yidden were already gone, ready, right? Well, they'd all shipped them out to initially to Chelmno and afterwards to Auschwitz or whatever. And there were just a few hundred Jews left, maybe 600, something like that. And they were cleaning, the Germans were forcing them to clean in the ghetto, you know, to look for, you know, valuables and things like that, you know, that they were going to loot. And then they report they were basically finished, and they had them dig several deep pits in the, what he called, in the cemetery. And they were going to go, they were going to obviously shoot them the next day. That would be, they dug their own graves, and that was going to be the end of them. And they locked them up. And a woman got up, whose name I don't remember. She got up and she said, "Recall, Yidden, don't worry. Recall, today is what you call tonight is the yortzeit of the Svasemes. Recall, Mitzvah Hashem, in his chus will have a Yeshua." Right? And the next day, the Russians, you know, bursting into Lodz. And what he called, and the Jews, you know, broke out, scattered everywhere, and they were saved. None of them were killed. And so those pits are still there in the Lodz cemetery, these deep pits. And every once in a while, right, a person comes, you know, with his whole extended family, right, you know, and he shows them. He says, "Record, I was supposed to be in here. And because I'm not in there, that's why all of you are still standing here," right, etc. So this is Svasemes, is your site. Okay, so we're going to try and learn some things from the Svasemes. So it says in our Parsha, it says, "Vayomar Shem Moshe, boil Paro," right? Or actually, it says in our Parsha, "Vayomar Shem Moshe, boil Paro, ki anich badati es libo, ves lev avadov, leman shisi ososai eile bikirbo." So this part, when we talked about this pasuk before, right, Paro initially said, "Mi Hashem, Mi Hashem," and the Kodesh Baruch Hu now says to Moshe, he says, "I have, come to Paro, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, leman shisi, for the sake of my placing, ososai, my wondrous acts, eile, these, bikirbo." So the Eile, right? The Eile, she see also say Eile. So Chazal say the Eile with the Mi that Paro originally said, Mi Hashem, in Parsha Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem says to send out the Jewish people, he says, "Mi Hashem, I never heard of him. Mi Hashem, who is he?" Right? That's what Paro said, Mi Hashem. And now Kodesh Baruch Hu finally, Hashem, it's pretty cool, they didn't write it out, they don't really put dolls instead of hayes, right? V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, boil Paro, ki ani echbadati es libo, v'slev avadav leman shisi ososai, eile, together with me, spells Elohim. Me, Aleph.
Where's me there?
The me is in Parsha Shmos. Paro said, what do you call, Paro's problem was, he didn't know who me Hashem is. He says, "Mi Hashem? Who is he? I never heard of him." Right? And the answer is, all the Eile, these things, all the things that you see in the world come from one me. Right? Come from one me. And that's Elohim. Aleph Lamed followed by Hey Yud Mem. Right? Elohim. So that we talked about before. And that was the part of the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was to show that there is one source to all the forces, right? Because Elohim can also mean Avodah Zarah, God forbid, right? It means Koach, Kochos, right? So you should know there's one me behind all the Eile. But in any event, the Zohar asks a question on this pasuk. This is what's going to bring us to the Svasemes. The Zohar asks a question on this pasuk. In two other places, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, it also says Bo El Paro. But look at the difference between them. Here's the first time it appears. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Bo El Paro, come to Paro, Vamarte Lav, and say to him, Ko Amar Hashem Shalachas Amivi Avduni, tell him that send out my people that they should serve me. Okay? That's just before, that was in Parshas Vayera, just before the Makav Tzvardim, night of the frogs. That was the first time. Boil Paro, come to Paro, and say to him, right, send out my people that they should serve me. Once again, also, yeah.
What, three times?
It says, that's the first time it says it, by the Tzfardim. The second time it says it also in Vayera. It says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, bo el Paro.
Before which Makkah?
Before Dever. Boil Paro, v'dibarte love, ko'amar Hashem, and you speak to him. Ko'amar Hashem elokeo ivrim, shalachas ami v'yavduni. If you still hold on them, I'm going to bring, dever. I'm going to bring the pestilence, and all your animals are going to die. So each time, the first two times, when Hashem tells Moshe, boil Paro, come to Paro, he says, and speak to him. Vamarte love, vidibarte love, speak to him. This time, right, this time, in our Parsha, he doesn't say anything like that. He says, boil Paro, come to him. No, doesn't say any, say anything to him and say to him. Doesn't say that. Just come to him, for I've hardened his heart and the heart of his servants in order to Laman Shisio Sosai Elebe Kibo. Just come to him. That's all it says. It doesn't say come to him and speak to him the following. In fact, Moshe Rabbein did speak to him afterwards, but it doesn't say in the pasuk of boil Paro. So it's unusual. It seems like just the coming to him is the purpose. The other two places, come to him, so you should speak to him about this or that or the next thing. The other two places. Here it says, just come to him. It doesn't say to do why. Just come to him. I want you to come to him. Okay. So we're going to see, we'll see in what he quotes. Let's see the Zohar. Zohar says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Hashta is legala rozin. Now it's time to what we call reveal secrets or secret. The inun mizdabkin le'elav atato, right? Maksiv, but what we call how the upper world and the lower world what we call are attached, right? Maksiv boil paro. It says in our parsha here, boil paro. Lecha paro mi boile. Go to paro. It should say. What do you mean? Come to paro. Right, come to him. My bow, Ella the Ayule Kutchabrihu, Adrin Basar Adrin. Right, Hashem wanted Moshe to rise up. Hall inside of a deeper hall. In other words, we're a room inside of a deeper room. What do we call it? Legabe Tinyana Hada Iloa Takifa Tanina Hada Iloa Takifa. To rise up to the place of the very powerful serpent. Right, the Nachash.
Alma, is that the sure? Go ahead.
Okay, we haven't finished yet. With Israel, I want him to go. The Kama Dargin Mishtal Shalim Minei.
You should say this?
No, this is what Hashem was telling Moshe. He says, I want you to rise up.
Right.
He was revealing to Moshe, the order of evil in the world. And it's just like Lahavdil, right? Akadosh Baruch Hu has made the world balanced, right? And the Yetzer Hara, the Nachash, etc., all of that, what we call that system, also has levels to it. Levels upon levels upon levels upon levels upon levels.
System of the Yetzer
Hara? Of the, what we call the Yetzer Hara. Right?
Do you have examples?
It's really cool. Just like we don't see necessarily the spheros in front of us. Just like we don't necessarily see what we call the ten spheros, right? We don't see them in front of us. They exist, right? The way Hashem guides the world.
So why did he have to rise up and see the system of the Yetzer?
No, he wanted him what we call, because he wanted, as it were, for Moshe Rabbeinu to come. Yeah, and to see, and this is what we're going to damage now, right? He wanted Moshe, as a word, to take control, right? To take control of that system, to damage it, because this is Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Pharaoh represents the Yetzer Hara.
Well, Pharaoh is what he calls. He's the lower, right? He's the lower part of the system over here. Paro in Parshas Va'era, in the Haftorah there, it brings from Yecheskel, right? And there it says, Paro refers to himself as Leo Rivani Asisini, the Nile belongs to me and I created it. I made it. It's mine. It's mine. Vani Asisini. I perfect it, I control it, etc. And of course Baruch Hu refers to him to as the Tanin HaGadol, the great water serpent, right? That would, Paro, refers to Paro as the great water serpent. So Paro, as it were, is the physical, right, manifestation. The physical manifestation, right, of the system that's the opposite of Kedusha in the world. He's the physical one. He's in terms of a king down on earth. But his roots are, what you call it, are in the, what you call it, in a spiritual system of Ra that Kodesh Baruch Hu has created in order to give man free will, so that, what you call it, that the system should be balanced, right? It should appear to be that, what you call it, that there's power, God forbid, in the hands of a system of evil, and that draws people to it, or they can be kovish the Yetzara, as it were, they can fight against it, rise up against it, and follow the Kedusha of what you call it, which is also to be found within the world. So those, what you call, those are the two systems that are always, what you call it, in conflict with one another. And those are the choices, those are the two roads before us. Do we follow the system of what you call Kedusha, or do we fall to a prey to the temptation of the system of Tumah, of what you call the Yetzer Hara?
That represented by Paro.
So Paro is the lower side, he's referred to as the Tanin HaGadol, right, the great water serpent, yeah, right? In other words, his sense of Gaiva, the Ki'ilu, the Nile, he controls the Nile. It's his, right? He's the one who's calling the shots.
How can he do that? No one is controlling the Nile.
The Nile used to overflow its banks systematically every year, right? At a certain time also. And they were of the belief, right, that the Pharaoh, as it were, was like a magnet, yeah, right? He's like a demigod, right? He's a magnet that brings down this system to the world that allows the fertility of the, what do you call it, of Egypt through the Nile and through all the irrigation ditches that they dug, etc., so that it would always remain fertile. That's why they were a superpower, the midstream. Right, that's Paro. Paro is the antithesis, right? If you think about it, Paro is the antithesis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem panim el panim, right? And Paro, right? Paro. So recall, Chazal say Paro is osios haoref, the nape of the neck, right? And he's facing the opposite direction.
Where's the nape?
Here, back, the back of the neck, right? The oref, right? The Oref. So Moshe speaks to Hashem panim el panim, peh el peh, and that's complete connection. And Paro is faced the opposite direction. He's Ha'oref. So he wants what he calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. Here we're coming to the last minute, because the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it obviously is to take Klal Yisrael out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's also meant to reveal, right, to the Jewish people a methodology by which they will survive all the galuyos, right? Right? They need to learn a methodology by which they will survive all the galuyos, all of what he called all of the exiles and all the subjugations that they have to undergo, right, until the end of days. So he says, come, what do you call, rise up, what do you call, to see all this, what do you call, the room within another room, etc., rise upwards, yeah, deeper.
Room,
as you go level to level, right, of the, what do you call, of the system of Tumah. The kama dargi mishal shalimineh, uman hiu, raza detani nagodol. And who is, what do you call, where is the, what do you call, the root of all of this? The great serpent. The great serpent.
He's on the bottom.
He's what do you call it? Paro is called the great serpent here down on earth, right, etc. But on the top of the system of Tumah is also the great serpent, the force. Great serpent. Moshe dochil mine. Moshe was...
What was the purpose of Hashem telling him to rise up and see the system of the Eight Star?
Because he wanted to give him the tools, right, to be able to give the Jewish people the tools so they should be able to learn how to extract themselves from that system. In other words, if you're familiar, right? If you're familiar, if you see, if you recognize that this, what you call it, that this system has, what you call it, has a certain structure to it. So then, if you learn the techniques, which is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to do, to teach us the techniques of how to extract ourselves from the clutches of this system, so then that's going to serve us in good stead, not only in terms of what we're going to learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim, what it's going to do for us in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also it's going to give us the tools to be able to overcome, right, to overcome all of the clutches of this system as we travel through the ages. So Moshe was afraid. Moshe dachil mine. He was afraid to come into contact with it, right? Because he was afraid he'd be affected by it. He was only willing to deal, as it were, with the lower, what he called, the lower levels of the Yetzer Hara and the Satan, not its source, not the great serpent, as it were, what he called, at the source of all the system. But the thing that he was afraid of, he didn't want to get close. Begin to chamale, right? Begin to chamale, mishtarish b'sharsh niloim, because he saw he was very high up. Because since Lamaisa, this system is what provides man, right? Provides man with bechira chafshis, free will. This system, because if you had no temptation, you have no free will, right?
You are free when
you have no free will, because it's all clear. So it's all clear.
If there's no free will.
Yeah, then you can't get reward. You can't.
Yitzhara is tempting us with.
Right.
So therefore, if we battle the fist, it will be strong. If you don't.
If you
don't have this battle, then we won't be able to.
Yeah, you have no reason to receive reward, because what are you doing? It's all simple. Kaven de chamakut shubichu de dachil Moshe. When Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Moshe was afraid, ushlichem imanin achronin li elo lo yachlin lekrav legabe. Right, and no one else could, what he called, could come close. Amar kutcha brichu, hineni alecha paro melech Mitzrayim, hatanim agadol haravetz b'sochei orav, because shabrichu yitzarech lagacha be'krava, v'lo achra, k'bo'at amar ani Hashem. So what he called, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, fine, I'll do battle with him. In other words, if Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're not going, what he called, to do battle with him.
He's only a creation of Hashem.
I understand, but he had tremendous koach. Right, because he was really called. He's the Eved Hashem. He's the servant of Hashem.
You're talking about
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the servant of Hashem. I said Moshe Rabbeinu is the servant of Hashem, so he can do battle with him. But Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. So Hashem says, "Fine, Ani Hashem." Right? I will really call it. I will do battle with him. I will do battle with him. In other words, I will continue to do what he called do the makos. And by my doing battle with him, etc., the job is not going to be finished now. It won't be finished now. But the beginning of the job will start now. And from the way, yeah, that you'll see that the beginning of the job of subduing this koach is going to transpire here in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you'll learn the techniques, again, through all the future generations, have how also you're going to overcome the Yetzirah, how you need to overcome the Yetzirah.
Right, if Hashem's going to battle it, how is Moshe going to learn?
But I recall, because he's going to witness what Hashem is doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So now, if you remember, we did, in Parshas Va'era, we did a Daskanim Balaitosis about the Sneh. We saw several different Perushim over there.
With the fire?
Right, the fire and the burning bush. What did it say?
Should I go back in the notes to see what
he said? No, it's okay. He says, what do you call it? Here, we got it over here. Okay. What do you call it? He saw the bush. It was burning and it wasn't destroyed.
Why are you going to refer to that?
Because you'll see in a moment.
Are you still in the Zohar now?
Well, we finished the Zohar, and now we're going to see just one more thing here, and that will introduce us, then we'll start the Sfasemis. He says, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Kein Yu Yisrael Bein HaUmos, Shelo Yochu Yikalu Osam, V'heim Lo Yochabu Eish Shelo, the Hainu Divrei Torah. This was the Daskanim Balei HaTosos. He says the thorn bush, right? The thorn bush represented the, what he called, the nations of the world who are battling against the Jewish people. The fire of the thorn bush is the fire of the Torah.
Right.
Right. The fire of the Torah. This was the Daskanim Balei HaTosos. This is a very novel pshat, perish, in what he called in the vision. V'lo yichav ve'esh shelo the Hainu Divrei Torah. Shnemar b'imino eis das lamo. right? In other words, on the one hand, right, the thorn bush, recall, the fire won't go out, so they won't be able to overcome the Jewish people. On the other hand, the fire of Torah of the Jewish people will not be able to consume, right, consume the thorn bush. It won't be able to consume the enemies of the Jewish people. In other words, you've got the thorn bush there, which is representative of the enemies of the Jewish people, all those, etc., representing their worldview, right? The worldview of the world running around pleasure, the worldview of the world running around power, the worldview of running around about violence, etc., or gaiva, all the different worldviews that are antithetical to the Torah. So that's the representation of the snare. That's the representation of the snare. The fire, says the Daskin Balatos, is representative of the Torah that Klal Yisrael has. And they remain in battle, right? The fire doesn't go out. The Torah remains. The Jewish people remain, what do you call remain? But on the other hand, the fire doesn't consume the thorns, right? Because that's the battle until the end of days. Eish Yisrael Sorfam. In the end of days, the fire finally will consume the snap. Shneim v'hoyu amim raika misrafos seed. That all the nations will become like what he called like lime pits, burned up lime pits, right? Well, not burned up lime pits. Lime pits, what he called where things are consumed inside of lime, right? Dissolved by the lime. So now, so let's think for a second. What have we got over here? This is the last parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim per se, and before we get to Bishalach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. But in terms of leaving Mitzrayim, this is it. Moshe Rabbeinu was invited by Hashem. Come, Moshe. We give a knockout blow to what he called to the source of all this evil. Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid. I don't want to come into contact with it. I don't come into contact with it because if I do, I'll be affected by it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do it. But what's going to happen is what he called, the job is not going to be finished now. The job is going to be called, it's going to be weakened, right? But just like we saw by the snare, that recall, this is a process that's going to continue through the ages until we come to the end of days. But the methodology for, as it were, for striking a blow or being able to endure or withstand what he called the attacks of the Yetzer Hara, this we will learn, right, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? We will learn that. And it's not just what he called just one mock after the next mock after the next mock after the next mock up, etc. We're going to learn techniques from this. It's not just historical, oh, there was Dam Tzvadei Akinim, Arov Dever, Shrin, etc., right, 10 Makos, and then far go. From all of this, we're going to learn, what do you call
from the Makos?
From the Makos, we're going to learn, from this entire process, we're going to learn how to, what do you call it, how to apply this in our struggles with the Yetzer Hara.
Take a shower all the time?
That I shouldn't breathe too much here.
Wet seats.
So what he calls the Sfas Emes says, Sfas, you for sure were the guy who was always shooting spitballs in class. Because here's what he calls the Sfas Emes says, Amar Adoni Skini Mori Rabbi Zechatzarek Levracha, right? The Chidush Arim. Higid. Himasha Hayat Tzorech Le'eser Makos. Right? The need for the Eser Makos. Remember, we've discussed this before. Lahasir Haklipa Vehester Measar Mamoros La'asosam Aseres Adibros.
10 sayings.
Right. To remove, as it were, the Hester, the hiddenness, right? That had become the Esar Mamoros, the 10 sayings with which Hashem created the world. They were recalled. They were so hidden. It was hard. You couldn't find Hashem in them now because of so much, of Avodah Zarah and so much inappropriate behavior, right? And now the purpose of the Esar Makos was to remove that Hester, right, and pave the way for the Aseres Adibros. Fine.
You remember what the 10 sayings were, some of them?
Bracious is the first one. I'm not going to go with you. Every time he says Vayomer, very good. It's Machlok, it's the Zohar and what he called it, and the Gemara, right? Is Bracious the first of the Mamora? So Wollimer starts saying Vayomer.
Does it say Vayomer or Bracious?
No, it doesn't. I'm saying that's
Machlok.
Right, that's Machlok, right. So what does he say?
Is that in the back of the Siddur?
No. His perish. Ki ba'olam hazeh, right? I mean, they're mamados, but that's a different thing. Okay. Perish. Ki ba'olam hazeh, nister zeh, she'ikr chiyus hakol, rak osios ha-Torah. In this world, right? In this world, you don't see, it's nistar, it's hidden. That the Iker, look at the way he defines it though, that the Iker Chius, that the life really, the life force behind everything that gives it existence, are the letters of the Torah. Right? You don't see it, it's hidden. And it's really all of this, I mean, we know that this is made of this fabric, and this is made out of this material, and we know, we recall that it's different chemical, what do you call it, compounds put together. And we know those what do you call, those compounds are made out of elements, and the elements are made out of atoms, and the atoms are made of what do you call, subatomic particles, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So but really, the underlying, what do you call it, force, the life force behind everything are the letters of the Torah. Histakel b'araiso bro alma. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah.
Torah was created before the world.
Right. And that becomes what he called the source of the world. V'zeu she'omer she'nosim schar le'tzadikim ha'mekayimim olam she'nivra ba'asar ma'moros. Right? That's why the tzadikim receive reward, right? The world was created with 10 sayings. The tzadikim receive reward for the world that was created with 10 ma'moros. Perish she'hem yodim u'dveikim b'shorish chiyus ha'nel ha'maydei sha'al yedei ha'asar ma'moros. They use the word the tzaddikim. They see the jugular. They see what he called. They see that in every event and in every object that come into contact with, they see what he called the rotzon of the Torah inside of them. What does the Torah want from me here? What does Hashem want me to do with this? Right? Every event, everything that they experience, every object they come into contact with, every interpersonal relationship, what is it Hashem wants with? They're always looking for the nekuda, right? Like the Sassamists will find talking about, the nekuda of chiyus that's inside. And therefore they receive reward, right, God? They receive reward for the world that was created by Sarma Moros. Vayedei kol maka hesir hester maimer echad. And through every maka, right, it removed, as it were, the veneer that covered up the mimer of Hashem until that point. In other words, it helped remove a certain hiddenness, right? That was a certain layer that was hiding, as it were, the mimer of Hashem. V'nasin aseres adibros, and then it evolved and became the aseres adibros. It was what was removed, as it were, all the outer skin, all the outer shell to the aseres adibros. Then it's prime territory for, and now I'll tell you what the dibor of Hashem is in the world, the aseres adibros. This is the dibor Hashem, right? This is the dibor Hashem. This is the underlying, as it were, this is the underlying source of life to everything's existence. Fine. Perish. Dibor Loshan Hanhaga. Aseres adibros, right? The word dibor means to guide. To guide.
Dibor.
Speech, right? Because what do you call it? Like it says, right? Dabar achad lador. Like it says when Yehoshua is nominated. So the terminology they use, right? Because Yehoshua had to be in contact also with the Lazar of the Kohen Gadol. So the Chazal used the terminology, right? That, but even though he's going to consult with Elazar, he's using Urim V'Tumim, but he has to be the only leader. Why? Because Dabar Achad Lador, Ve'ein Shnei Dabarim Lador. There's one leader for the generation. There can't be two leaders for the generation. Dabar. Why did he use a word that means speech? That also means leadership. Gosh Amru B'Zor HaKodesh Perish V'Dibar Tabam. Right? The Zohar says on what we say in Kriya Shema, V'dibar tavam, b'shivtecha b'veisecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech. If you speak in the Divrei Torah, right, V'dibar tavam, b'shivtecha b'veisecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech, it will show you how to conduct yourself in your sitting and in your walking. It will guide you through life. In other words, V'dibar tavam, that will enable you, right, to know which way, what he caught, to be when you're in your house, and which way, how to conduct yourself, not how you conduct yourself when you're traveling, what he caught, outside of your house, when you're on the road. here the chiddush of the quote of the Zohar in the Hafta. It's not, as it were, separate things, right? B'shivtecha b'veisecha, you b'divartabam, you should speak in the Torah when you're sitting in the house, right? U'b'lechtecha b'derech, you should speak in the Torah when you're traveling. That's true. But the Zohar is being mechadish something more than that. The Torah, the Zohar is telling us, if you learn Divrei Torah, right, but Dibar Tabam, then you'll know how to sit in your house, how to be in your house when you're in your house, how to conduct yourself in your house. And you'll know Lech Techa V'Derech when you're conducting yourself in dealings with people outside of your house, etc., as you're traveling through life. Through the Torah, you'll know how to be shifted in, because the Torah is the Dibur of Hashem. By you speaking in Divrei Torah, you'll learn how to guide and lead yourself. Shemanig kol ma'asav al pi Divrei Hashem Yisbarach v'achduso v'avoso. Right? And through, what do you call it? Through the Divrei Torah, right? Through the Divrei Torah, the person will know, right, called how to guide himself. Shemanig masav, it will guide his actions, al pi Divrei Hashem, through the words of Hashem, va'achduso, and Hashem's oneness, va'ahavaso, you call masav l'shem shamayim. In other words, what do you call it? When a person, right, when a person is speaking, in this, what happened in the Makos? What happened in the Makos is that it was revealed to them that really underneath all the garbage, all the tumah, is only one thing, the Ratzon Hashem. Right? But it was very difficult. They couldn't crack the shell before then. Came the Makos, right? Came the Makos. And the Makos cracked the shell of what he called of tumah that had been piled up on top of the Asar Mamoros. It peeled it away and enabled them to be Makabel the Aseret HaDibros. Right? Once it enabled them to be Makabel the Aseret HaDibros, now they have the tools by which, when once again, when the shell closes up again, when the rind covers up the fruit again, when as we travel through the ages, like the Balei Tosfos said, we call it the fire of the Jews people, the fire is going to be there, but it will not burn up the snare, it will not burn up the thorn bush, the thorn bush is going to continue, right, etc. Through the years, through the ages of what he called of conflict there, we'll always have the tool now, how to be able to penetrate the shell, v'dibartabam.
We have the Torah.
Right. You speak the Divrei Torah, and that will give you the ability to be dabar, to lead yourself in your life. The way you conduct yourself in your house, and the way that you, what do you call, the way that you walk the streets of what we call it, of life. Right? When a person also is attached with Torah, look what the Sfasema says. When a person is attached to Divrei Torah, so it gives him the tools how to be in his house and to be outside of his house. It also, as it were, yet attaches him, Divrei Hashem Yisbarach, the Achduso, Hashem's oneness. Right? Hashem's oneness. What does it mean, Hashem's oneness? Hashem's oneness. Hashem's oneness means, right, that it is Ein Od Milvado. There is only the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the only objective reality. Everything exists within his will. When a person attaches himself to the Torah and realizes that every experience and every object and every, what do you call it, every relationship that he comes into contact with, as it were, when he's doing it through Divrei Torah, he realizes that there's one common denominator behind all of life, behind all the experiences of life, all of the events of life, there's one common denominator, and that's Hashem's oneness. Achduso and Ahavaso, a person's love for Hashem. Because what do you call, when a person realizes that all there is, right, through the Divrei Torah, which again, the Eser Makos made it possible for us to read Mekabel Aseret HaDibros, and to attach that to what he called to the life, to the world of Asar HaMamoros. So then, once a person has that, yeah, as he travels through life, using the Torah to guide his path, right? Use the Torah to light up his path, so he is, where realizes that there's only one thing, there's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's in everything, in every experience, in every object, in every relationship. So that reason, he causes him to realize that there's Ein Od Milvado, there only is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no other source of existence. He is existence. And it causes him to love Hashem. Why? Because that means that Hashem is giving me. Just like all the things that surround me and all the events that swirl inside of me and what he calls that confront me and that I experience, et cetera, et cetera. Just like it's all what he calls all the source of what he called of it's all source, it's all Hashem's will. I'm also his will. that makes me want to be attached because he is giving me the kiss of life every rega. He is my source. He wills, therefore I be. Right? Bechinas Malchus Shamayim. Right? That's called Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim is recognizing. Oh, further. No, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Right? Vizeh Perish Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. At nighttime, when we say Ma'ariv, right? The first bracha in Ma'ariv is Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. In his Dibur.
Mixes up.
Right? He mixes up. The world is mixed. And as you realize that when he calls it, that's what we say at nighttime, when we enter in the time of darkness. And nighttime is like the golos, right? The golos is compared to nighttime. Olam Hazeh b'chlal is compared to nighttime. Olam Haba is compared to daylight, where everything is clear. Olam Hazeh is compared to what he calls the nighttime. The golos is compared to nighttime, right? Havdil, what do you call it? I mean, what do you call it? Like Wiesel, when he wrote the book about the Holocaust, he called it night. Right, to realize that what he calls that everything that's not clear to us is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Dibur, right, mixed everything together. Asher b'dvaro ma'ariv aravim. B'chinos malchu shamayim li'os kvod shemo gam b'tocha eruv v'hester al yedei emuna. Right? That's why at night we say emes ve'emuna. In other words, what he calls the here, let's look at it like this. Here's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, what he called it. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu that at the core of Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to show him the levels, the system of how Ra exists in the world and how it's penetrated. How every makkah, as it were, as Hashem demonstrated through the agency of Moshe Rabbeinu, but because Hashem demonstrated to finally get to Makkas Brachos, which Hashem did what he called himself, without any shliach, without Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And so he penetrates and penetrates and penetrates and shows what he called. He shows how at the, underneath all of what appears to be Ra, all appears what to be against the will of Hashem, all appears to have its own separate existence, really is only one thing. There's only Hashem's will, nothing else. As we call it, as we begin to finish Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? And we know that afterwards, after the Jewish people are going to be Mekabel Torah, right? The world, the shells are going to begin to reform again, right? The rinds are going to begin to reform again, right? They're going to, as it were, they're going to recall to close up, they're going to cover up, as it were, Hashem's presence in the world again. But we'll have seen the technique. We'll have seen that what he called that the core of everything is Hashem's will, and we have the tools, we will have the tools at the end of your season, we'll have the tools called Torah to be able to penetrate those things. Be able to penetrate the Rhine once again. And to know that what we're seeing in front of us is not the, what he called the true revelation of reality, but rather it is a mixture, it's Mari Varavim. It's confusion. And the way, as it were, to penetrate it is through emuna. That's why we say at nighttime on Myra, we say emes ve'emuna. Through, we call it the living of emuna, living in a state of emuna. Through the times of mixture, through the times of darkness, right, a person is able to penetrate once again the shell, penetrate again until he comes back to the emes again. Right? The emes is achieved through the emuna. The emes preceded the emuna, right? Hashem revealed himself to us through Yetzias Mitzrayim, through Kabbalah HaTorah, but then the shell closes up again, and therefore in order to return back to the Emes again, we use the tools of Emes, and we use Emunah to believe that even though what we see in front of us appears to be totally antithetical to Hashem's Ratzon, we know His Ratzon is the bottom of everything, it's the source of everything. So with the Emunah we're able to penetrate, right, and come into contact back once again with the Emes. Ubashas HaGolus Nistar HaEmes. Because the shells close up again. The Rhine closes up again. V'zeo she'omar zohar kodosh, right? V'era she'bechinat ha'dibur haya begolus. Right? And when Moshe Rabbeinu first came to Paro, He says, I won't be able to explain these ideas because Dibur itself is in Golos. The ability to see the Dibur, the Hanhag of Hashem, is in Golos. I don't have the capacity to do that. The full explanation, the full revelation of Hashem's Dibur, which is the source of everything, was achieved at what he called at Matan Torah. And then when you finally get to the end of the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu now is able to speak his own words of Divrei Torah. Eile Dvar Mesher Diber Moshe. Right? Moshe speaks Divrei Torah. That's at the end of the whole Chumash. Says this Fasemis, right? Says Fasemis in this last little paragraph over here. Bamedrash, Al Pi Aniach Baratis Libo. Right here on our first pasuk here. I've hardened his heart beforeish. Ki Hashem Mizbarach Hichbid Lev Paro. Kideshi Esiyua Ligol Es Yisrael. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened Paro's heart.
Right.
In order that it should be an aid to redeem the Jewish people. Why? In other words, because the more difficult it became for them, and they needed to maintain their emuna, that gave them an extra schus, that gave them an extra merit, because they didn't have really sufficient merit yet to be taken out of Egypt. By hardening Paro's heart, right, and what he called, and causing more makos to come, and causing the people, the Jewish people, to be mamin more and to understand more, etc., that gave them sufficient schus to be able to come out. But had he not hardened his heart, he hadn't reached the level that made them worthy to come out. The kas evil kaved v'zeh lil mod l'chol echam Yisrael. This is to teach every person in his own personal life. Shul yipol levavo b'roso a hester k'ala kol l'tova. Right? Even as a person sees what we call darkness and more darkness, what we call falling on him, and what we call, what the heck is going on over here? I don't understand anything. This is, why isn't Hashem there for me? Why isn't he helping? He should be mischazik in himself. That in the midst of the darkness, it's all the tova. You know, there's the struggle that he has to be mamin. Sometimes when we don't see what we call the fruits of our emuna, right? We don't see the fruits of our emuna, so we feel we're a mess up. Right? Either Hashem is not listening to me, or I'm not worthy that Hashem should listen to me. One or the other. Right? So either brings us to kfirah, God forbid, or it brings us to what he calls to depression, because we think we're unworthy. And that's not it. Lehefech, what he calls Hashem is what he calls is having us exercise our emunah muscles in order to give us more merit. Ki'akol l'tovo. Right? Like it says, of course, Shekosov, it's like it says in Tehillim. Right? In Mizrul Asaf. Right? The first pasuk in Mizmor Asaf says, right, in Perek Ein Gimel, Mizmor Asaf, Ach Tov LiYisrael Elokim Levarei Levav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is Tov LiYisrael. This is the world of the Seichel. This is the world of the brain, right? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is what he called LiYisrael, Levarei Levav, for those who are pure of heart. And then the next pasuk says, Vani Kimat Natoyu Ragloi. I almost stumbled, right? Right? Ki'an shafchu, what he called Ashurai. I felt like I was going to go off the derech. Why? Because in my head I knew it was straight, but before I could get into my heart, already I was overcome. Rashi says over there, Ach tov l'Yisrael elokim, l'fishi inyan ha-mizmor b'dabr b'tzoros ha-bolos ha-ovdei ha-mokom. Talking about the tzoros, what he called, the tragedies that befall, what he called, those who serve Hashem. V'chach pasach bo. This is where he starts it. V'zeu perish apol pishani tzoek u'metame al tzorosem sheYisrael yadati. Even though I call out, right? This shows you always daven. Even when you accept Hashem's what he called justice, but you scream out, please Hashem, please be merachem on me. Ani tzoek u'metame. I cry out and I stand in wonderment al tzorosem sheYisrael yadati. Nonetheless, I know in my head ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Lehem that Hashem is good for the Jewish people. And it's for their benefit that he brings upon them what he called this evil, in order to strengthen their emunah, to bring them to a higher madrigan ol mabo. But in the very next pasuk, Vani, Miterim, Shumi, Zos, Elivi, before it got down to my heart, from my head, and in my head I know it's true, but before it made it down into my heart, Kimat Natoyu Raga, I almost went off the derech. And later on in the same parak, in Tilim, Ach v'chalakos, tashis lamo, hipaltem l'mashuos. Right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu, we call, shows his what do you call it, his salvation. Rabos Asisa Atah Hashem Elokeinu Flosecha Machshavosecha Eleinu Ein Aroch Elecha Agida Adabra, right? Atzmo Misaper. Says what he called, says Rashi there. He says, Bishvileinu Baras Olamcha. I remember what he called. I remember, I realized that for us you created your world, right? Karas Olanu Et Hayam. You split the sea for us. Ve'eshavta Merachok Lehetiv Lanu. Right, and all of your thoughts, very called, right, were only to benefit us. Ichartanu b'midbar, you kept us for 40 years in the desert, etc., only to bring us into a beautiful land, the Eretz Yisrael. In other words, everything is all what he called is all for our benefit. So the idea being is that when a person experiences Ra, he experiences Hester, when things are hidden, right? And he knows in his head that it's all a Tova Seinu. But he before it gets to his heart, he's going to go off, because he can't take it anymore. He has to, as it were, try and strengthen himself and realize that all the Ra is only there, right, called only to benefit him. It's interesting. What enables the person, right? Again, it's all clear in the head. It's on its way down to the heart, and almost someone going off. What enables a person is the word to strengthen himself so he can get it back into his heart. So in this parak, in Ayin Gimel, right, in Tilim, it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. Then it helps restore. And in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which has the exact same topic, it's Shabbos. So it's on those, what do you call, those have a unique capacity. Well, Shabbos and going to the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is the Mikdash of time, right? The Beis HaMikdash is the Mikdash of space, etc. Those, what do you call, experiences give us the ability when it looks like it's going to short circuit on us, not going to make it from our brain into our hearts, we're going to go off. That's the time when we strengthen ourselves. Finally over here. Right, and then we'll recap in a scooch. Yeah? The Sfasemis here, another Sfasemis. This is in Tough Rachel on the base. Medrash Rabbah, right? It says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Boel Paro, Hu Dechsiv, Kovid Evan, Venatal Chol, Vakas, Evil, Kovid Mishnehem. Right?
Liver between
us? Very cool. No, that means heavy over here, but you're right. There is discussion on liver, but we're not talking about that now. Right? Yeah, it means heavy. Right?
What do you mean? Hashem says to Moshe, is heavy between us?
No, he says, what do you call it? Kovet Evan, when not al Cho, the Kas Evil Kovet Mishneim. It's talking about Kosh Baruch Hu creation, right? There's nothing difficult for a Kosh Baruch Hu creation. The only thing Kov Yochel that, as it were, that is creates difficulty is what he called is the Evil, the evil person, right? Who doesn't want to accept Hashem's direction. That's the only thing. Right.
You can't change him.
Right, because that's what he called. He doesn't want to go up against his Bechira, but that's what he called Kaviyachal. That's the one thing that, as it were, that it appears to be difficult. Right. He says, well, Begulas Mitzrayim, Kama Eitzos Hayah.
This is a Midrash.
Right. Kilavara Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach Tocha Teva. This is what he called. This is the Sfasemis. This is what we're explaining with the Midrash is why this is brought here, the final Makos. Here, our part of the final Makos. Of Yitzis Mayim. Right, Borad Arbe Choshech, what he called Makas Vachoros. Ki Nitin a Bechiro, Vekoach of Sitra Achra, Moshikos of Aniyach Barati, Va'etze al Yede Emuna, Ve'emes, Leide Ki Koach, Kol Meitzar, Umeitzar, Gam King Rang Pe'es Hashem Yisbarach. To know that the source of all the Tzara is only Hashem. It's only Hashem. Once again, in order to strengthen us.
Sources, what about Satan?
The Satan is what he calls also taking his. He doesn't have his own independent koach. It's only because Hashem would enables him, allows him, etc., to bring all these things upon us, so that we'll strengthen our emuna and give us more schus. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world, that the emes should be achieved through emuna, right? Now, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, right? They asked Rav Yehuda, why is it that, in the Middle East, the goats tended to be dark at that time, and the sheep tended to be light? He says, why is it whenever they're traveling in flocks, the goats go first, right? And the sheep come afterwards. So he said to him, just like nighttime always precedes a day, right? Nighttime always precedes day. You know, the darkness has to come first. You have to recall the revelation of Emes comes through what we call the turmoil and struggle in Emunah first. First Emunah, then Emes. First the darkness, then the light. First the goats, and then what he called then the sheep. Esav is compared to what he called to the goat. Klal Yisrael compared to the sheep. Right, and that is what he calls the ultimate goal. Right, right. Who levarer chius haTorah b'chol amitzarim v'hastoros. He vavadik kol makahayel hasir hester or matzor miyuchad. Right, mikochus sitra achos shai b'tzarim levarer malchus shemaim gam emokam ahu. And what do you call it? In Shabbos Kodesh Ne'emar. On Shabbos, we say Zecheli Tzias Mitzrayim. Aledeisha Me'idin B'nei Yisrael. But Shabbos Kikoach Ma'isib Reishis Mimenu Yisbarach. In other words, what do you call Shabbos? Shabbos has the Koach, right? In Kiddush. Right, in Kiddush, right? That the Shabbos has the koach, like I said before. Shabbos has the koach, just like going to the Mikdash has the koach. Shabbos has the koach to give the person the ability, right, to penetrate, right, to penetrate what we call all the hester, all the darkness, and enable the truths that are in his mind, right? Just like Perek Ayin Gimel started off with the truths that were in the mind, allow them to reach the heart before they get short circuited, right? I'm sorry.
What happens if you're neurotic?
Shem Yazor. So that's what he called. So let's just recap. Let's recap. We started off what he called. We started off that the Zohar took note of the fact that in our parsha, the statement "boil paro" is succeeded afterwards. What you're supposed to say to him. The idea was. Come to Paro, come to the depths of what he called of Tuma. Come to the depths of Tuma and realize that really, even all the depths of Tuma, right, its source is what he calls all Hashem. Its source is all Hashem. Hashem makes it, gives it there in order for us to what he calls to strengthen ourselves in Emunah. And then afterwards, what he called the Emes will be revealed to us. And this, what he called this methodology, right? The idea of how each makkah, we experience this once. We experience it once. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do for us every generation Yetzias Mitzrayim. But he did for us once. He pulled aside the rind. He pulled aside, using the Eser Makos, he pulled aside the shell that hid his presence in everything in my Sebratius, and enabled us now to receive the Dibur, the Torah, the Seres Adibros. And through that, through the Seres Adibros, now we have a tool that will always, as it were, as we connect ourselves to Torah, it'll give us the capacity to lead our lives, like we said, what we call Dabar is a Lashon of Hanhaga, of guidance, of leading our lives, to lead our lives, always to be able to, what we call, to be able to find Hashem's will within the Bria. But sometimes it's very dark. It's very dark. And what he called the only way to be able to call to fully connect, what he called with the emes that really is at the core of all of the Bria, is by a measure of Emunah. To believe that the darkness itself is only there in order to strengthen us. Right? In order to build us. In order to build us. But that's a very difficult process. It's a very difficult process. Because even as we saw in Perek Ayin Gimel and record in Tehillim, that the first pasuk talks about how deep is our understanding that Hashem is doing this all for our benefit. But the next pasuk says, I almost went off the derech. Because as Rashi said over there, the distance from my head to my heart, right? Right? It's not a very far difference, a distance, what you call it, physically. But it's a big, big difference, as it were. It's a gigantic, gigantic Grand Canyon, right? To be able to jump across from the world of the truth of my mind in order to ensconce it inside him in my heart that it should be residing in my heart. I almost go off then. What kept him in Ayin Gimel from going off? Right, is going to the base of Mikdash, like it says there. What he called that he came to what he called to the Makom Mikdash, and then it all of a sudden became clear. You have to take advantage of those light posts, right? Those light posts in Maisa Bereishis that give the ability, as it were, to strengthen yourself.
What's the light post?
So the light post is going to Mikdash, right? Mm-hmm. Right, which we have left of the Kosel, we have left of the Kosel and the Shabbos. Just like in Shabbos and Mizmor Shilui Yom Shabbos, it's the exact same topic.
That's the only thing we have left today.
No, I'm saying those are the only two that we call it that we can use that give us the ability when the darkness is thick, mm-hmm. when the darkness is thick, and I'm having trouble. I've got spiritual arteriosclerosis, God forbid. Right? I can't get the truths of my mind, that first pasuk, right? That first pasuk in Ayin Gimel, I can't get it to descend into my heart, to reside into my heart. Right? To realize, don't you realize, recall, we have to live be'emunah. If we live be'emunah, recall, that will strengthen us and recall, it will give us the ability to arrive at the emes later. Don't you realize that just ha'mariv ha'ravim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, has mixed everything for us. So we'll have to struggle, yeah, in emunah until we reach the emes. But it's easier said than done. Right? We have to take advantage of those, what do you call it, of those unique lighthouses, right? In Jewish experience. Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, we go to the Kosel, or Bechal, or Davening, you go to Beis HaKnesses, you go to Mikdash Ma'at, etc., right? And you, what do you call, and you connect over there, and the other light post, the other lighthouse, I should say, is Shabbos. And that way, what do you call it, we've learned the lessons of penetrating the shells of the Golas, yeah, from, what do you call it, from Parshas Bo, where Sfasemis explained to us, Hashem Yazor, Matzliachim, the task. Just said that, what do you call it, that's why Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because just as Yetzias Mitzrayim gave us the capacity, to penetrate, right, to understand that the darkness around us is a mirage, right, and to penetrate it and to reach, what do you call, eventually the emes. So that's what Shabbos does for us, right? A Jew connects on Shabbos because Shabbos has got an innate kedusha to it. Because Baruch Hu gives us back our ksarim on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu returns to us, right? Our Shabbos, because Shabbos comes in, we get back our crowns of Nasa and Nishma, right? Those are the crowns of Yir and Ava, if we want it. Right? That's the only good question is, when someone gives you a gift, all you need to do is want it, like Rapinkas used to say. Right? You don't need to do anything for a gift. Just want it. You don't want it, it's not going to give you the gift. Right? So on Shabbos, if the gift is being given to us, it hones our senses. Right? It hones our senses. It gives us a greater capacity, what do you call it, for Kedusha. And that experience gives us the koach, as it were, to transfer, right, the truths of our mind, which are always percolating in our mind, right? It gives the ability to transfer, to make the, what we call, to make the ride down the river, right, of the spiritual arteries into our heart and to reside there. That's what we need to do. And then it gives us the strength to go through, what we call, the next week. And then again we get another booster shot to fall on Shabbos, and again and again and again and again and again. And that's how we make it.
You say Mitzrayim is darkness?
Somebody called, well, Mitzrayim themselves were darkness, but when Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw the entire methodology on how the shell was broken open and became clear, what we call, became dear to us. The suffering they endured, what we call, had to cause them to have to strengthen an emunah, and then, of course, Baruch Hu breaks the whole thing open, and then he gives them to the Torah, the Dibur. The Dibur always has the ability to be able to penetrate, but sometimes the darkness is so thick, it's so deep. It's so deep. How do I get out of here? I know it's clear in my mind. I can't get it into my heart, right? I'm in Pasuk Aleph in Perek Ayin Gimel and Tilim. How do I get it to, what do you call it? How do I get it so that I don't fall to feel like it, I arrive at Pasuk Beis and I'm almost off the, what do you call, the Derech? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us lighthouses, right? He gives us lighthouses with which we can strengthen ourselves. The Mikdash, right? The experience of tefillah, a person when he's davening, after all, when a person davens, we're all mechaving towards what he calls towards the Beis HaMikdash. All the hearts of the Jewish people unify there in their tefillah towards the Beis HaMikdash. So that's our only experience that we have left in terms of the Mikdash. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we can be to the Kosel also, but still it's not the same as being in the Mikdash itself. But in our tefillahs, we're going towards the Beis HaMikdash. That is a lighthouse. That's a lighthouse. The experience of tefillah is a lighthouse that enables us, as it were, to make, what do you call it, the step from what do you call it, Pasuk Aleph and Perek Ayin Gimel, of where it's all clear in my mind and implanted in my heart. That's why tefillah is called a voter ship of lave. It's not just an act that takes place in the lave. It's tilling the soil of the lave, making it possible for the droplets of rain, yeah, from the truths of the mind, yeah, to water the fields of the heart. It's a bodish of Alev and Shabbos. Shabbos, the Mikdash of Zman. Okay.